the types of additions in salah. First type. The additions are either sayings or actions from the kind of salah or from other than the same kind of salah. So they are sayings and actions, the nature of which are like those in salah, and additions in sayings and actions that are not like, unlike those in salah. This is the general classification. Either sayings and actions from the kind of salah or other than those in salah. Is that clear now? To begin with. So that we can focus. First point clear now? Before we continue. Let's see how many people now are following. The types of additions. Tayyib. First situation. If any of them is done intentionally, then the salah is nullified. Any of them is done intentionally, then the salah is nullified. Second, if the sayings are from the same kind of salah and done either due to ignorance or forgetfulness, like saying some legal statements in salah in other than their places in salah, then in this case it is recommended to make sujood al-sahu, but it's not binding. Is this clear? Fine. Alright. If, on the other hand, they are from other than the same kind, other than those of the same kind in salah, and they are done again due to ignorance or forgetfulness, then there is no sujood for sahu. Then there is no sujood for sahu. Now, if there are actions like those of the same kind in salah, like adding ruku', adding standing, adding sujood, then it's an obligation to make sujood as-sahu, the sujood for forgetfulness. Is that clear now? If there are actions other than those in salah, of the salah kind, like movements, then they take the rulings according to the five categories pertaining to movements, and which we have discussed only last week, or even the beginning of this week. So if there are actions other than those of the kinds in salah, then they take rulings according to the five categories related to movements. Remember, and the categories related to movements are either obligatory, recommendable, disliked, and haram, and allowable. Remember, we have discussed this. We did discuss the movements. They can be either obligatory or recommendable or allowable or haram, forbidden, or disliked, the same as the Sharia categories, rulings. We discussed those. Those who missed the issues of movements, it is a must that they go to the site and see how the movements fall into these categories. It's a must that they should go to the salah, points of benefit about movements,